And could attorney Michael Cohen's frustration lead him to turn on President Trump? And President Trump so distrusts the mainstream media, but what is this where he appears to be getting a lot of his insights or news from the media? Callum Borchers, media politics reporter, Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com. Callum, welcome. What about Michael Cohen? Would he turn?
Well, he used to say that he would take a bullet for this president, and these days he sounds just a little bit less resolute. He has been telling friends that he's not just going to roll over, according to the latest reporting by Emily Jean Fox in Vanity Fair, but he's also saying that he just can't take this anymore, all this pressure of the federal investigation and the media coverage.
Yeah, of course, every bit of his life has come up, including his alma mater and everything. I mean, he can't like this spotlight, this magnifying glass.
No, he can't. And the president's own attorneys, according to multiple reports, including at my newspaper, have been advising the president that he should be wary of Michael Cohen, that prosecutors will try to put the squeeze on him and say, hey, we could potentially put you away for a long time. They're looking into possible bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations, unless you tell us some useful information about the president. And that is what the president's leader.
Of course, you wonder if that ever happened, whether that would be the trigger for Trump to try to fire everybody. But let me move on. The nature of how the president gets his news about North Korea.
Yeah, it was striking yesterday as he was sitting with the NATO Secretary General and was asked whether this meeting with Kim Jong-un is going to happen or not. And he said, we don't know anything more than what we read in the newspapers about this. The North Koreans are sending mixed signals for sure. The president said, look, our team is continuing to negotiate as if nothing has happened. But he went so far as to say, you know, a lot of the news, when it's not fake, meaning negative about him, then it's legit. And it was just interesting to see him sort of concede that he doesn't have any special insights.
Well, you have to think either A, he is getting insights from intelligence, and he either forgot or doesn't trust them, or who knows.
Well, I think that the lack of trust could be part of it, Alan. That's a good point, because he talked about his negotiators indicating that nothing really has changed in their talks, and yet he's reading in the press that North Korea may have cold feet, and he genuinely seemed torn about which one to believe.
All right. Have a splendid weekend. Try to stay dry. Callum Borchers, Washington Post.
Likewise.